So I have a question for you. You ready? You ready? How big is God's love? Way bigger than way big.
Yeah.
It's pretty big, pretty good description. Infinite. And we can say those types of things, but you know what's hard? Like we can say, it goes on forever. But have you experienced God's love in that way? It's an entirely different thing to go from concept of like, how big is God's love? To the heart. Do you know God's love to be infinite? To be bigger than way big? Do you get the difference? I understand $1 million is a lot of money. But until I spend it, I don't really understand how much $1 million is. Do you get it? I understand that walking from BC, Vancouver, BC, all the way to Nova Scotia would be a really long walk. I understand it. But until my legs and my feet are exhausted from walking day after day after day, I don't really get it, do I? There's a difference between understanding and experiencing, isn't there? How big is God's love for you? And when we ask that question a second time, we get silence because we just don't know. Like we want to know. But when I say it's infinite, and you're like, yeah, and then have you experienced that infinite love? Of course not. Because you keep going, you keep diving deeper, and when you think you've gotten to the end of it, you keep going deeper. Higher up and further in. And when you think you have it, it's beyond that. You know, who's got John 3:16 for me? You've got John 3:16? I bet you maybe even... Do you have it memorized? Yeah? Could you stand up and say it for everybody? John 3:16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
For God so loved the world. The world's a pretty big place. And God, as we learned in the first day that we were here, God died for not just my sins, not just in place of me, but in place of the whole world and everybody's sins. And all we have to do is say, God, forgive me. And he takes that on himself. So God's love is pretty big, isn't it? You know, I had a preacher one time tell me, and it wasn't his. He heard it from another person who heard it from another person, I'm sure. But it goes something like this. The person who's been forgiven much, and this is actually something that Jesus teaches and Paul teaches. The person who's been forgiven much loves much. Does that mean I need to be really sinful to understand God's love? No, that's not true at all. What does it mean? The person who's been forgiven much loves God greatly, much. It means simply this. I understand the depth and gravity and ugliness of my sin. whether it be small or big, it all is the same to God. So, can I ask you a question? Have you been forgiven more than the murderer? Our first response might be to say, yeah. But when we understand the consequences of our sin, we begin to understand that no. The wages of sin is death. And so it is the same, whether it be a lie, whether it be murder. I want us to understand something significant here. Not just simply the depth of our how much God has forgiven us, but I want to understand God's depth of his love, which is huge, which is so much bigger than we can ever understand. Do your classmates understand this love of God's? Maybe some of you go to a Christian school or you're homeschooled, and maybe you'd say, my brother, I think he does. Does this world, generally speaking, does this world understand God's love? I don't think so, hey? What would happen if they did understand God's love? Let's get some actual answers here. Okay? How would the world look differently? Okay, eyes on me so I can see that you're listening and not being busy with other things. How would the world look different if they understand, if the world understood God's love?
There wouldn't be as much sin in the world.
Yeah, I think people would be busy trying to please God instead of being rebellious against God, right?
A lot of people would be alive.
A lot more people would be alive. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, I think you're right. A cleaner world? As in like garbage or as in like messy relationships? A bit of both, I guess, maybe, hey? Okay, interesting. How else would the world look different? Yeah, way back there.
There'd be a lot less laws.
Yeah. Like if we were all trying just to love each other, I mean, what need would we have for laws like don't kill people, right? Or don't steal. I mean, we wouldn't need those types of laws, right? If we understood perfectly and lived perfectly within God's love.
There would be a lot more respect.
A lot more respect. Isn't that interesting? Yeah?
Less people in poverty.
Do you think there'd be any people if we all understood it? Certainly, if people understood God's love more, there would be less and less and less people in poverty, yeah. These are all really good things. But you know what's probably the biggest deal? Is that people would be assured of their relationship with God and where they will be spending eternity. Which I think is huge. Really, really important. Who remembers our theme verse for this week? Matthew 28:19-20. Okay? I'll read it to you. We're going to read it again tonight. If you can memorize it, that'd be awesome. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age. So I have a question for you. kind of things go on in our world because God's love isn't known as well as it should be or could be. What kind of things happen because of that?
Racism.
Racism, yeah. Okay, like what? Tell me one.
Poverty.
What's another one?
Violence.
Girls, what's another one?
Yeah. Torture.
Torture, yeah, that's an awful one. How about neglect?
Yeah.
Shame. Shame, yeah. Shaming people or feeling shame. So what are we going to do about this? I mean, we see the problem now, don't we? And we see the solution. We see the problem that our world is kind of living in a dark place without God's love. And we have God's love living within us. Do we understand it fully? Probably not. But we have it. We have God's love living within us. What do you think the solution might be? Max?
Share it.
Share it. How would we share God's love with others? Darby, what do you think?
Invite them to church.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Getting to know them.
Getting to know them. Yeah, listening to their story. Yeah. What do you think? Ethan, how can we share God's love? Okay, telling our friends about God. Yeah, without what? What did she say at the end?
Preaching to them pretty much.
Okay.
By reading the Bible to them.
Yeah, we can read the Bible to them. That's a great one.
Praying
with them and for them. Great.
Loving regardless of their sins.
Oh, isn't that hard? Sometimes I find it really difficult to not judge people. And I really don't like it when people judge me, right? But sometimes I'm like, ooh, that's wrong. We shouldn't be doing that. But it's not good for us to judge people, is it? That's God's place, not mine. What else can we do?
Give them a Bible.
Give them a Bible. You know what I think we could do? I think we could play with them. This week you guys have been playing so hard, having so much fun. And you know who's been playing with you and you might may or may not have noticed? God. God has been in our midst playing with us all week long, and sometimes we don't even know, most of the time, we don't even notice. And he's taking delight in that. He's having so much fun watching and seeing what's going on here. I think it's so cool. All right. So this evening, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. I've kind of set us up for this. If you don't tell the world about God's love, who will? If you are not willing to tell the world about God's love, whether it be through your voice and telling them, or through your actions, or both, who is going to tell this world, your friends, your family, about God's love, if you don't do it? Let's pray. Jesus, we want this world to know the love that we have experienced and even more of it. God, we understand with our minds that your love goes on forever, and with our hearts, we just so desperately want to experience that love in its fullness. And so help us to understand and put ourselves in a place where we can experience that love more and more each day. God, you are good to us. Would you save this world from the hatred? Save this world from the shame and the jealousy and the anger, all the rotten things that are going on that people need to be saved from. May your love save this world from all the evil. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
So this